As postal workers are being tested for exposure to anthrax bacteria, some of them say that more should have been done to protect them, NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
These days, postal workers say they see themselves at ground zero in the biochemical attack on America. Charles Manigo of the Northern Virginia branch of the National Postal Mail Handlers Union says his post office regularly does business with the infected Brentwood facility about 25 miles away, but he says it's no longer business as usual.
Some employees are wearing the blue nitro gloves, and some employees are wearing face masks, and some employees are wearing both. We had a few employees from this facility who have offloaded mail from the Brentwood facility that have come in with flu-like symptoms today and seeking medical treatment.
The Brentwood mail facility has been shut down since Sunday for more testing and decontamination. Meantime, officials are continuing to test some 2,000 postal workers for exposure to anthrax. They are giving antibiotics as a precaution to all employees at 36 Washington, D.C. area post offices that get mail from Brentwood. But some postal employees are complaining that such steps should have been taken sooner to protect them. This man, who asked that his name not be used, has been working as a D.C. letter carrier for 30 years. He was one of hundreds lined up yesterday in his blue uniform waiting to be tested.
I think at the first sign of anybody getting sick, you know, people should have been tested right away, especially if it's coming out of one particular station.
Postal Service officials are defending their response. They say they didn't believe testing employees or closing facilities was necessary last week when they first discovered the anthrax-laced letter at Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle's office. They say they were taking their cue from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and back then, the CDC said there was little risk of exposure and no need to take antibiotics. But now officials concede they're on something of a steep learning curve. For example, they say they did not realize how dangerous a letter may be, even while it's still sealed shut. CDC spokesman Mike Grout.
The decisions were made based on the information that was available at the time, and they made the very, very best decisions they could based on that information.
This is new ground, officials say, and everyone is still learning about how such deadly spores may be spread. Postmaster General John Potter bristled at suggestions that health officials might be blamed.
This is not a situation where America should be pointing fingers at anyone else other than the terrorists. We're all dealing with new experiences. We're all dealing with new situations. We're working as a team to try and deal with this ever-evolving, changing-by-the-minute environment.
Postal officials say they're now making some changes in the way they work. They're looking to get equipment that can sanitize mail and will borrow some machines now used to decontaminate meat and fruit. Officials have also started using vacuums instead of blowers to clean dust from their mail sorting machines in hopes that that would be less likely to spread any anthrax spores. Many postal employees say they will be more cautious, but as this 30-year veteran letter carrier points out, you can be too careful.
You know, you can't, you know, every time someone sees a white powder, you can't be, you know, scared or shaky on what it is. But you got a lot of copycat people out there that are doing stupid things. You just have to go ahead and do your job, sort your mail, carry your mail, you know, the way you've always have. But just, you know, be a little more careful.
For now, officials say they have no plans to stop mail delivery. They will continue to do what it takes to protect themselves, but as one union official put it, we are also concerned about projecting a sense of fear to the American public. It doesn't help, he noted, to have postal workers wearing masks and gloves while delivering to, quote, an unprotected public. Tovia Smith, NPR News.